special report coronavirus update. Another meat plant is being shut down. Correspondent Dan Gallagher reports it's the Tyson's Pork Plant in Waterloo, Iowa.
There are 2,800 people who work at that plant. According to the county health department, 182 of the 374 cases within the county have been linked directly to the plant. At this point, again, we're looking at production, according to Tyson, stopping sometime this week, something that those local officials have been trying to get to happen for more than a week now.
The CDC is confirming that coronavirus was spreading in early January in Northern California, 3 weeks before the first deaths were reported just outside Seattle. President Trump says he has ordered the Navy to shoot and destroy any Iranian warship that comes close to a U.S. warship. Iran responds by saying the U.S. should first protect its own sailors from the coronavirus. I'm Mike Moss. Just as the coronavirus was breaking out in the United States, the New York Times reports China was trying to get into the heads of Americans with a massive disinformation campaign. More from correspondent Scott Carr.
Mike, the messages became so widespread over one 48-hour period in mid-March, the Times reports the White House National Security Council issued an announcement via Twitter. The messages were fake. The report says U.S. intelligence agencies have assessed that Chinese operatives helped push the messages across platforms, alarming officials because the disinformation showed up as texts on many American cell phones, a tactic several officials told the Times they hadn't seen before. Scott Carr, Washington.
The Trump administration is ordering Chevron to wind down operations in Venezuela by December 1st. The order bars the oil giant from drilling or exploring for oil there. The Dow is up more than 1%. I'm Mike Morris.
We have a 12-year-old German Shepherd named Sophie, and she became overweight, stinky, greasy coat, and lifeless almost. Then about 4 years ago, we found out she had several vertebrae fused together. She was unable to walk. The vet told us Sophie was going to have to be euthanized. I thought, I've got to do something.
DINOVITE.com.
I remember Sophie starting the Dynavite, and she from day one has loved it. She is no longer stinky. She is full of life. Dynavite healed Sophie.
Dynavite is nutrition.
I truly recommend that people not wait until the vet recommends euthanasia. You have to get them on Dynavite right away while they're healthy.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
This is Lisa Stofan. Heard the Mark Patrick weight loss hypnosis hype? Well, I attended because my father stopped smoking. I lost 70 pounds and my friend lost 20 pounds in the first 2 months.
Wow, what are you waiting for? Because of the coronavirus, the seminar now online live with America's hypnotist Mark Patrick in the comfort and safety of your living room. Live online seminar for the greater Yuma area will be held live Saturday, May 9th. Register now, only $49.99 guaranteed at markpatrickseminars.com.
Bill Alexander Ford is built to lend a hand and keep you safe. It's a great time to buy a new Ford with 0% up to 84 months or no payments for 6 months. And just announced, an unheard of 0% for 60 months on 2019 Super Duties and deferred payments up to 3 months. Or 0% for 72 months and no payments till summer on all 2020 Fords. Pick up and delivery options for all sales and service. Shop online and do an at-home test drive. Bill Alexander Ford, a difference you can count on approved credit.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
96 and sunny today, northwest wind at 10, 66 overnight. Sunny and 99 tomorrow, 69 tomorrow night, northwest wind at 5. Sunny and breezy on Friday with a high of 101, north wind at 15, 72 on Friday night.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Good morning, Yuma. You're listening to Chamber Chatter and Russ Clark.
Good morning.
I'm KBLU 560 AM in studio. Social distance and with a mask. We have Art Morales from Prime Lending. He is the team loan originator. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, John, and everybody out there.
And I think on the phone we have Junior Rivas, who is the production manager for Prime Lending. Good morning, Junior.
Good morning, John.
There he is. How are you? We're doing great. All right. I'm glad we're on Chamber Chatter. Off the air, Russ and I were going arm wrestling on opening up the economy.
Oh, why don't we?
Yeah, I was about to see some black guys. I was getting excited. I had the popcorn and everything.
And there's lots of stuff going on. And what I want to start off with between you, Junior, and you, Art, and whoever answers first, how is the local market? What's going on currently? Has this coronavirus thing, has it really affected home sales and the trajectory and the volume? So
Junior, is that okay if I take the first part of this?
Yeah, please.
So, it obviously the coronavirus has impacted the market, but I will tell you that April for us has been extremely busy. We broke records in March, and we're looking down the pipeline, and we're still seeing a lot of production. You can speak to, you know, various realtors. They're getting very creative with virtual tours. Of course, there are people taking their houses off the market because they don't want people walking in. And you do have borrowers not being able to qualify either for what we call in our industry overlays, meaning that requirements have changed, or possibly work layoffs. But there's ways that we can help them. And so we've been extremely busy with people calling us, consulting over their options. And so it's actually been pretty productive.
Good, good. Julia, want to chime in on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a challenging time right now, right? So what happened before is when we would have buyers, let's say, at a low FICO score, extremely low FICO score, and the loans have been kind of loose on the requirements, right? So, you know, this reminds me of back pre-2008 where they say stated income, hey, you have a pulse, you get a loan, right? So we kind of got to that point here the last few years where they loosened the requirements and saying, okay, we don't need such high credit scores. We don't need such high requirements on reserves, which means, you know, do you have an ability to save money? And the last is, okay, we want really low debt-to-income ratios. So, that, you know, a borrower that's a high risk would qualify for a loan, no problem. Well, now, you know, because of what's going on, investors, servicers, lenders are all kind of taking a step back to say, okay, well, we need to lessen our risk, right? And so, I mean, this is all the government agencies, were VA, FHA, USDA, are there's what Art said, overlays, which says, okay, if we can lessen our risk, we're going to take a higher credit score requirement now. Right, we're not going to go so high on the debt-to-income ratio. So what that does is brings the borrowers that we have pre-approved or borrowers that were in that category saying, okay, we're going to be ready to hit the market, are now not ready to hit the market. So we got this challenging time to get them to figure out a way, you know, to help them with the credit or their situation to get them to where we need to get them to be ready to be at the market. Now you have a market that doesn't have the demand, right? So the sellers are probably like, oh, well, this is getting kind of scary because what I had assumed that there was going to be tons of people interested in my home, now there's not. So what do I do? Do I not sell my home? Do I sell it? Is the demand not there? So that means it's going to drive my price down on my home. Like, what's going to happen? And the problem is the uncertainty is there of really depending on how long this is going to go on. You know, is that going to decrease the demand, which affects the supply?
So at this point in time, are there enough houses on the market, and maybe Arkansas this one, enough homes in the market, if I'm in a buying mode, and is there enough cash out there to supply money for loans?
So right now, it's what I would call a buyer's market. Being in the industry for about 22 years, or financial industry, I've seen different cycles, and right now it seems that there is not enough inventory out there, but there are enough buyers. And so right now, that's where lenders are staying busy, realtors are staying busy, with the buyers that are out there looking, and they're ultimately making offers on homes. It's a give and take. There are some sellers that are actually getting top dollar for their homes at the same time, because in their area, because of limited inventory,
mm-hmm.
the buyers are saying, hey, I'll buy it as what you have it for. So it really depends on who the buyer is, who the customer is.
Well, what's interesting is that if you listen to the national news, they're talking about, you know, home sales, you know, plummeting, new home starts plummeting. But locally in southwestern Arizona, we seem to be fairly immune to that, or up to right now, we have been. Are there inventory surpluses, like under 175, over 400? Is it a mixed bag? Is there pretty much inventory all over the place, or what's the status currently?
I'll answer that quickly, then I'll let Junior carry the follow-up.
Okay.
Anything in that price range, I'll even say 180, 190 under. It's just the house is put on the market, and realtors can tell you within 24 hours it's sold. And so,
interesting.
Yeah, it's really good. Homes beyond that price range, it just varies based on the scenario. Junior, what do you have on that?
Just personally, I think with what we have for buyers in that market, right? So we have buyers that are pre-qualified in that price range. They're kind of saying, okay, hey, just, you know, the majority of that market demographic saying, I want to be in this area, not because of what they want to do, just because they're saying, okay, let's be smart about what's going on. This is kind of where I want to be price range. So there's a huge demand, right, for that. So I think that's what's kind of carrying on the strength of the market here locally, is because right now, it's like what I'm saying is the demand for that specific price range is really high.
I think what we're seeing, John, is that home buyers are becoming more strategic than compulsive or emotional when it comes to home buying. They're seeing what's happening, so they're actually seeing the benefit of talking to a lender, applying, and saying, hey, before I go out there, you know, what's within my budget? What do I have to do to get into my house? Where I feel like before it was more of a compulsive move or emotional move.
So the idea still exists today. Talk to a lender first.
Yeah, and realtors will appreciate that. I mean, they have families, they have friends, personal lives. So if you're going to be out there looking at homes, you don't want to get, again, using the word emotional, because then once you talk to a lender, you realize the numbers. And a lot of times people, and I think they're coming to realize this, that Google will tell you part of the payment. But when you talk to a lender, we tell you the full payment. There's mostly five parts.
Mm-hmm.
The principal, the interest, the homeowner's insurance, property taxes, and if you don't put more than 20%, then you've got the mortgage.
PMI. Okay.
Yep.
Are there still 5% loans out there? And 5% down?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can put whatever down you want. 3%, 3.5%, 5%.
Really? Okay. Okay.
There's a price, though.
Mm-hmm. There's a price to that.
Yeah.
You have a higher mortgage payment.
Could.
I mean, I'm not good at math.
Everything's a trade-off.
I'm not good at math, but yeah, that was pretty simple to do.
Mm-hmm.
However, there used to be, you had to have 10% down. That, you know, back in the old days. But are there 0% down programs out there?
USDA and VA.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're out there.
Mm-hmm. So
you have the bond program?
I'm sorry, Junior, start again.
There's bond down payment assistance programs, right, that have their own kind of requirements, right, credit score requirement, debt to income ratio requirement that are available. And those are based off of how much you want to need an assistance, right? So if you want 3% assistance, 4% or 5% assistance, depending on whether you're going to have that down payment or you're going to need help with closing costs, the higher you request, the higher your interest rate is on
that
one.
Okay. All right. I want to talk about opportunities in the market after the break. I want to talk about opportunities and what's still out there. So you're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KVLU.
Hey, this is Lisa. Lisa Stofan. Heard the Mark Patrick weight loss hypnosis hype? Well, I attended because my father stopped smoking with hypnosis. Hypnosis eliminated my desire for soda and fast food, made me want to exercise, and I lost 60 pounds in 6 months. My energy level exploded. I went to another session to deal with some other problem foods, and I lost another 10 pounds. In fact, I brought my husband. He lost weight. More important, cholesterol and blood pressure improved. My friend went, and she lost 20 pounds in the first 2 months. So does Mark Patrick hypnosis work? Oh, yeah, it works. Nothing has changed my life more. Well, except maybe my husband. He's so proud of me. Makes me cry.
That is truly a great story. Now, because of coronavirus, the seminar now will be online, live, with American hypnotist Mark Patrick in the comfort and safety of your living room. Live online seminar for the greater Yuma area will be held live Saturday, May 9th. Register now, only $49.99 guaranteed at markpatrickseminars.com.
Hello, I am the local owner and operator of Lapel's Dry Cleaning. The impact of the current health crisis is affecting us all, as individuals and as small businesses. As a cleaning facility, Lapel's is considered an essential service, and our doors will remain open. You may know Lapel's is the only 100% environmentally friendly cleaning system in Yuma. What you may not know is we clean items at temperatures you cannot reach at home or in a laundromat. Temperatures that kill any bacteria, including the COVID-19 virus. We are offering a 20% discount on all bedding items, all military and first responder uniforms at our regular 10% off, and as always, free pickup and delivery, so you do not have to leave your home. You can reach Lapel's Dry Cleaning at 928-259-7350. We are here for our community in this trying time. Thank you for supporting locally owned businesses, and stay safe.
Your world is created by what you focus on. Right now at Nationwide Vision, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you will receive a second pair 50% off. Taking care of Arizona's eyes for 35 years. Nationwide Vision.
This is Lisa Stofan. Heard the Mark Patrick weight loss hypnosis hype? Well, I attended because my father stopped smoking. I lost 70 pounds and my friend lost 20 pounds in the first 2 months.
Wow, what are you waiting for? Because of the coronavirus, the seminar now online live with America's hypnotist Mark Patrick in the comfort and safety of your living room. Live online seminar for the greater Yuma area will be held live Saturday, May 9th. Register now, only $49.99 guaranteed at markpatrickseminars.com.
My favorite bumper music of all time.
It's pretty funny, isn't it? You did a nice job of that, whoever did it.
I love it. In studio, we have Art Morales, the team loan originator for Prime Lending. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, Yuma.
And on the phone, Junior Rivas, the production manager for Prime Lending Yuma. Good morning, Junior.
Good morning.
There you go.
And you got a couple hellos on Facebook. Actually, Rusty Washam says hello to everybody.
Carol, oh, Rusty's a great guy.
Carol says, Brown says hello to everybody.
Good morning, Carol.
Cheryl's, he says only hello to Art.
Hey, Cheryl.
It happens.
Good morning.
It happens. Yeah, the John guy. And they represent Prime Lending Yuma. The phone number, Prime Lending, 928-328-1323-328-1323. When there's a shift in the market, when there's things going on that's happening now, are there opportunities out there? Is there time to gobble up rental properties? Is this a good time to buy up? Are there opportunities today?
Yes, there are. Going back to my comment, thinking it's a buyer's market, right now a buyer can literally go out and make offers. And like I said, not to contradict myself, there are certain scenarios where a seller could get prime top dollar for their house because, okay, again, there's low inventory. But if you find a seller that, hey, when somebody sells a house, it's for a reason. They have to leave. They got a new job. There's a sense of urgency. And if you find those sellers during this type of market, the buyer's probably going to find themselves a pretty good deal.
Okay. Junior, what do you think?
I think there's, obviously opportunity and all the lenders that are being, and realtors, right, that are being creative, and they're still, obviously, real estate is an essential business to our economy. And when things come up, with the buyers, if something comes up, they can find a way to say, hey, listen, let's do this to get you qualified when you weren't qualified before. you know, if you need to pay off some debt to get under a threshold, you know, or whatever, to keep the process going, right? It's there. So the opportunity is there. And as this is going on, this is new territory for the lending world, right? There's going to be ways to figure out how to help that out. Okay, so there's people going to be going into forbearance. There's people going to be getting furloughed, laid off, right? So then there's going to be ways to come up with addressing that, saying, okay, maybe after this certain amount of time that you're back to work, we can qualify. I mean, there's just ways we can address things and come up with ways to help people out to continue this opportunity for them to be in the market to buy, and for the sellers to continue to sell their homes instead of saying, okay, well, I have my home ready for sale, but I don't have any buyers coming to my door. What's the problem? What's going on?
So is there a way to, I guess it's mostly emotional, I guess it's mostly, you know, getting inside the heads of the buyer and the seller. Right now, though, how do we do that without the face-to-face contact? When you have somebody in front of you, the voice inflection, the expressions on their face, that kind of stuff, how do you convince them, take your time, if you're the seller, be patient, be cautious, be thoughtful, and if you're the buyer running around out there, how do you get them into the home, and how do you get that across? Because right now, we're handcuffed a little bit. Art, how are you doing it?
So in regard to the buyers, it goes back to my comment earlier where buyers are becoming more strategic. Now we're looking more at the numbers first than the property. So to a certain point, it takes out the emotion, and we're considering the future. And you have to understand, the mentality I have with what I do is this is affecting people's lives. I always joke with my customers, what I do for you will cause you to get divorced or live happily ever married, happily ever after. Because we're talking about the biggest expense of your life.
Black and white. It's a fork in the road.
Yeah. So we have to be really smart about it, make sure it fits within the budget. And so how am I getting them into the houses? They're really looking at the numbers. Going back to what Junior said earlier, the reserves, do they have sufficient money? And planning accordingly with what's going on in their life.
Okay. Junior, how are you connecting with your customers?
So I think this time, I think it's been kind of setting a new trend on how to purchase homes and how to sell homes, right? Like we've seen a lot of, and I think lately, and it's been a trend, right? Pop culture's been saying, okay, we want our information fast. We want to be mobile, right? We want our information here online, and we don't want to go to do stuff that way. And how do we address this? It's kind of technology-wise been amazing, right? How they've been able to respond so fast with what's going on to have the social distancing. So you see realtors out there doing virtual tours. You see them doing electronic signatures for the paperwork they need to list the home. On our end, we do, you know, over the phone applications or online applications. Get your stuff over to us, you know, scan it in or take a picture, and we can do everything basically without having to physically be in front of the person, right? And then for, I see title companies, and so do we implemented closing this to be our electronic awesome. So that, you know, you can literally, without the person leaving the comfort of their home to an extent, almost have this process from listing to exchanging keys, you know, not having to leave their home.
So the product, is it DocuSign? Is that the product? Where it's
there's a couple, yes. Yeah, so there's DocuSign. There's a couple other, you know, that electronic signature. So each company has their own platform, what they use. Okay. You know, one could be DocuSign, other one they signed up with another one. But it's the same, in the same sense, all electronic delivery of the documents and the signatures.
So, all right, how secure is that?
It's very secure. I mean, we obviously take the protocol to make sure that the firewalls are there because people are putting their signature across the internet. And so, to this point, we haven't had any trouble, so that's the only answer I can give you right now.
Okay.
But it's the future. They're even looking across the states to implement somehow remote notaries. So I think the virus sped up the process, but ultimately it's where the industry is going.
So is Zillow the devil, or should we just tell people just...
Hey, I'm going to jump in on that one, Junior, and I'll let you throw in your two cents as well.
Sure.
For me, ZillowRealtor.com is the equivalent of the other financial institutions when it comes to credit report monitoring or the Credit Karma kind of thing. Same category where I think it's a good benchmark. It's good education for people, but it's not the exact algorithm that, let's just say, an appraisal. You know, when if they see a value on Zillow.com or Realtor.com and they see a value there, well, it doesn't take into consideration what the homeowner has done in the last few years. And so is it a good benchmark? Give people a good idea, start a conversation? I think so. But ultimately, folks should really be looking out to realtors for that information. When it comes to credit, they should be really talking to a lender.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, not the devil, but this, I think what has been amazing about our community is that we have that sense of feeling of local, right? That, you know, Zillow's not going to know the exact market, the exact inventory, what the amazing realtors that we have here in Yuma know about that, right? They're knowledgeable in this area. They know exactly what's going on. They're everyday working in here, right? Where Zillow's like this, running off database numbers and have no idea exactly what the specific market has. So I would say, you know, again, with what Art's saying is still is kind of a benchmark, but really the best information and best guidance to get would be from the local realtors here that
right.
are, you know, are knowledgeable about that.
Okay. So Art talked about what the homeowner has done. So how does that count? If I recarpeted, if I put in a new bathroom sink, I mean, are there variables to that? And how does that go to market?
All the above. I mean, if they improved the kitchen, if they went from what was done back in 1990 and now they've modernized it, it's going to have an impact on the value. If they added a room, if when they initially bought it, they had two bedrooms, but Zillow's not aware that now they have three bedrooms, that affects the value. So really any improvement, generally speaking, if there's comparables within the community, will make an impact based on what the appraiser finds.
And if you're the homeowner, you get that money back 1-to-1, 2-to-1, it varies?
It varies. That's a market question.
Okay.
Neighborhood question.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, I always tell people, look at your house. It's an investment, but it's also something you need to take care of because the more you value it, the more value it grows for you. But if you've got your car parked on the grass, it's going to hurt the value.
I'll make a note of that one.
Yeah.
Junior, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's an investment, right? With any investment, you're hoping for the best on your return, you know, but if you don't do anything to help that investment grow, right, if you're just going to be stagnant, then you're going to get back what you're going to put into it, right? You're just going to let the market do what it's going to do. But if you're going to be proactive in being an active part of that investment, saying, okay, well, I'm just not going to sit back. I'm going to go ahead and paint. I'm going to go do some upgrades. I'm going to keep my yard clean. I'm going to be active in this. And that's positive for you, right? And we're hoping with what the market's going on an uptrend, then you're right there with it. And when an appraiser comes, he's going to value those things you did and say, okay, I'm going to, you know, the price per square foot on this is going to be justified by what you did.
Okay. I agree.
And do comps still count?
That's one of the primary things appraisers look at.
Okay.
They have to look at homes in the area that are comparable.
Okay.
So make sure your neighbor is taking care of their house.
We have to get back to this the conversation we were having before Chamber Chatter with Russ as far as what I... What
very quiet.
My phone up.
I've been very quiet.
No. Now I'm being very quiet over here.
Extraordinary.
I didn't realize my button wasn't working.
Microphone's off. But, yeah, I can't control what my neighbors do. Cars in the front yard, that's their deal, right?
Right. I mean, Christmas lights up in June, I don't know.
There's
no details.
There's more of that in my neighborhood that I couldn't tell you about. The Christmas lights being kept on the house.
Does it bother you?
No.
Yeah.
I don't care.
No, I wish they'd turn them on. They're up.
I get curious. It's Christmas every day. Kind of makes me smile.
Yeah, turn them on if you're going to have them. I agree.
Exactly. Turn them on.
But you want the market's also cyclical, right? We've seen that historically, right? So, and I think my two cents on that would be, what's the ultimate plan or goal for that homeowner? Are they thinking about staying in this home for 2-3 years? Then really, are they going to see a return on their investment? Maybe not. If it's a long-term goal, then it's saying, hey, you know, you're actually in this for the long run, you're going to see some equity built in there even through the ups and downs because you know, let's say we go through an economic, what we're doing now, feeling pissed, and then it bounces back, right? Well, you stuck it out. So you went through the bad, and now you're benefiting from the good again. So
Got to go to a hard break. We're going to talk about opportunities more after the break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
El Dorado Broadcasters wants to remind you that when you shop local or eat local, the money you spend is re-spent in Yuma 4 to 5 times. A robust local free enterprise economy is essential to our community. It allows Yuma to create jobs and puts food on our family's tables. Now more than ever during the coronavirus crisis, when you're shopping online, getting takeout or delivery, or buying essentials, remember to eat, shop, and support Yuma's locally owned businesses.
Hi, it's Steve Mann. Have you heard the commercials for the Mark Patrick Stop Smoking Seminar? And they said only $49.99 and it could work for you. So I thought, that's not even a week's worth of smoking. So I went. And guess what? It did work for me. You know, my friends and family are still amazed. I quit smoking. I didn't have cravings, anxiety, or weight gain. Listen, I don't know how it works, but I know it works because I'm living proof and it's 100% guaranteed. So what do you got to lose? I'll tell you what you got to lose. A very bad habit.
Stop smoking now without cravings, irritability, weight gain, or your money back. Only $49.99 guaranteed. Hypnosis designed to work without anxiety, irritability, or weight gain. Because of the coronavirus, the seminar now online live with America's hypnotist Mark Patrick in the comfort and safety of your living room. Live online seminar for the greater Yuma area will be held live Saturday, May 9th. Register now. Only $49.99 guaranteed at markpatrickseminars.com.
There's a lot going on in the world right now, and getting your tax refund is as important as ever. The locally owned and operated H&R Block offices in the Yuma community are here to help you safely get your taxes done. Just drop off your documents at H&R Block, and a tax pro will do the rest. We'll get through these challenging and uncertain times together, Yuma. So if you need a hand with your taxes, H&R Block is here for you. Drop off your taxes today at their offices in Yuma, the Foothills, or San Luis, and let their experienced tax professionals help get your taxes won.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection, and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals. You can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Good morning, I'm Aziza Schuler with your KYMA News 11 update. There are now 195 confirmed coronavirus cases in Imperial County. That's up 20 from Monday, and now a fifth person has died. We're told it was an elderly person with underlying health issues who was initially hospitalized in Baja California. Now to Yuma County, where there are 32 positive cases. As for the number of cases in California, that stands at just under 34,000. Arizona has 5,200 confirmed cases, and worldwide, more than 175,000 people have died from the virus. And as many around the country protest to reopen our economy, the Arizona Commerce Authority is currently taking input from small businesses across the state on what precautions they should take in the event they are allowed to reopen their doors again soon. Thank you for watching KYMA News 11. We will see you right back here for more news.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU in studio. We have Russ Clark.
It's nice how you guys are fighting over the camera over there.
He's pushing our buttons.
We're sharing.
You're turning it on John. John's turning on you. I love that.
I haven't hit the camera. We're doing good. We're sharing. We have Prime Lending is with us this morning. Junior Rivas, who is the production manager for Prime Lending. Good morning, Junior.
Good morning.
He's joining us on the phone.
I don't know who won the arm wrestling match there.
We always let John win. He's the paying customer.
And I have a temper, so
it's like who wins the golf game? Well, I don't know who's the customer.
Good tactic.
Years ago, okay, I was part of a fundraising event in Tucson, and it was a mini Indy. We had go-karts. We were racing each other. It was a fundraiser for Easter Seals, and we're on Broadway in Tucson. It was a huge, huge track. What a great fundraiser. And my company had the pace car. I paid to have the pace car, but I got to drive in the celebrity race with Governor Rose Moffert, okay, Jim Click, and a guy who owns a million car dealerships and that kind of stuff. And my operations manager said, let Jim Click win.
Yeah.
There is no way I'm going to let that guy win. So we went at it in go-karts in Tucson.
Yeah.
Yeah, he won, but I fought him for it. But I'm not going to let him win. There's no way.
You had the impression he didn't like winning or something?
No. He was a good customer. But, yeah, I'm not going to just capitulate because he's a customer. We're going at it. This is go-karts, baby.
And I think they respect you for that. I like it.
Yeah, we had a great conversation afterward. That's for sure.
You may be unemployed, but don't think you don't have respect.
No, he kept spending money with me. We also have Studio Art Morales, who is the team loan originator for Prime Lending, and he is a member of the board of directors of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, John, and everybody in Yuma.
We have several chamber announcements like we do at the bottom of the hour. We're staying busy, staying relevant. The third in our series of virtual lunch and learns is happening this morning at 11 o'clock. This is going to be a really good one. This is a COVID-19 conversation with the Arizona Commerce Authority. We have Paul Hughes, who is the Arizona Commerce Authority Executive VP in charge of business development. Keith Watkins will be on virtual lunch and learn. He is the Vice President of Rural and Legislation. We have Dave Garofano, who is the Executive VP Manufacturing Extension, and Robert Theobald, who is the ACA Director of Small Business Services. So it's going to be on the Facebook feed of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, the Facebook feed of the Greater Yuma Economic Development Corporation, and it'll be taped and rerun on City 73 and County 77. You don't have to be a chamber member. You just need to be someone who wants great information from some folks who are really in the know from Phoenix. The Arizona Commerce Authority, great partners of not only the chamber, but GYEDC as well. So I want to thank Julie Engel for helping to compile this group of speakers and presenters for this morning's virtual lunch and learn. We have another one, our fourth one will be next week with the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry. And Glenn Hammer and his bunch will be on next week. But to this afternoon, April 22nd, today at 11 o'clock, the Facebook live feed from the Chamber's Facebook page and GYDC. I'm looking forward to today's conversation.
Got it on my calendar, John. I'll be in.
Cool. We also have a sidewalk chalk art contest. This is kind of fun. This deadline is Sunday. Mm-hmm. Go to the Chamber's Facebook page. Rules are pretty simple. There's four or five different categories. There's family. There's business. There's all kinds of stuff. And each winner is going to get a $50 gift card to the Chamber member of their choice. We don't want to dictate what they're going to win. Here's $50 gift card, but we will choose a chamber member that they're going to win.
I like it.
And we've received a bunch of entries. Some are extraordinarily creative, a lot of fun, a lot of family entries. And that's what we really like to see, moms and dads and kids getting together on the sidewalk and the driveway, you know, drawing stuff up. It's really cool, really fun. Looking forward to that. We're going to judge those on Monday. I'm looking forward to that. So, again, the chamber, we've been busy, four or five Zoom calls, go to my meeting calls, really trying to get the information out to our members. Send me an email, please, if you're looking for specific information, john@yumachamber.org. We're the voice of business. We want to help you get back on track and do what we can do to get the right information to you at the right time. So, again, thank you for the shameless plug. It's a privilege to do what we do. We've got a super team. Cheryl, Diana, Tanya do great work for the chamber. And again, we're rocking and rolling. We're in business, for business, and love what we do.
Yuma loves you guys, John. You guys do a great job.
Well, thank you. We're honored and privileged to do what we do. It's good stuff.
Thank you.
I want to downshift and talk back. We talked about Zillow and Realtor.com and that sort of thing. If there's Rocket Mortgage, why do I need you, Art Junior? So there's Rocket Mortgage on my phone. I can click a few things, and I don't need these carbon-based units. I don't need these people. I got Rocket Mortgage on my phone. What do I need you for?
People are really going away from that, and they're coming to the local lenders. You know, we're able to provide them that genuine consultation where these other platforms are either automated or they're probably really good, if they do anything good, would be more in a streamlined, no problems, no bumps. But as soon as there's something there, there could be delays, and there's just lost communication. And so folks are really just saying, look, I just want to deal with somebody that I can talk to face-to-face, like approach, and I can approach. And so really it's working more in our favor with those programs being out that people are just kind of not liking the experience.
Okay. Junior?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all have that sense of community, right? Like, I mean, I can choose to go to get my coffee from the big box place, or I can go support my local coffee shop, and whether the taste is preferable to one or the other, I just choose to support my community, right? So the thing with Rocket Mortgage or with a local lender here is you get that sense of community, like, hey, I know the person, I see the person, I see the family. Your kids probably play T-ball together, and you can hold somebody accountable and say, hey, I get the feel of building that rapport, rather than just saying, oh, I'm calling and I'm a number to somebody, you know, or I call Rocket Mortgage and every time I call, I get somebody else, or maybe there's not anyone else, it's all digital. So I think people always like that fact that they can have something tangible to say, I know the person and I get that confidence from them and that trust.
Yeah, what we do is really relationship-based. You really can't purchase a house and see it as a transaction. Relationships are built, and when you help somebody with their first house, odds are you're going to help them with their second, third, and so on, and then their kids as you continue in your career.
You know, that's very, very true. It's all based on trust.
Yeah.
It's all based on confidence. It's all based on knowing ethics and integrity of the individuals that you're working with. And you're right. So what you're saying, Rocket Mortgage, I'm a 750. My income to debt ratio is 10. I've got tons of cash. Then that might be the drive-through fast food way to go.
But, well, it goes back to the individual. That person might say, I want somebody that I can see face-to-face. I want to build a relationship. People are really shying away from the transaction experience, and they want the relationship experience.
Okay. Junior?
Here's the thing, though, right? So the local lenders here are basically very competitive with what Rocket Mortgage can give you, right? So what's the advantage of going to Rocket Mortgage over going to your local lenders here? I don't see any advantage other than saying somebody would rather just do it online because they don't have the time to go to somebody's office. Well, guess what? Every lender here can do the same exact thing they can.
Correct.
And with a personal touch, right? So that's why I just feel like, you know, we go above and beyond what the AI people are, you know, because there's a couple of them, right? Rocket Mortgage and some other ones that the fly by night where you get spammed on Facebook and like, oh wow, this is great, like let's do this, and
yep.
There's no trust there, and then, you know, and you're saying, well, this is what Rocket Mortgage can do. Okay, well, I mean, anyone can do that and give you the great customer service with the same great rate.
Yeah, I mean, Rocket Mortgage won't drive to other communities, other areas, or to your house, or to your business office to get a signature. So being here locally, we can run out of our office, and one of the beautiful things about Yuma or the community is that you're within 10, 15 minutes of everybody.
Or they're not going to be a member of the Chamber of Commerce. They're not going to support your kid's T-ball team or contribute to Amberley's Place or the Food Bank or anything like that either. So, I'm sorry, I missed what you said, sir.
Oh, yeah, no, I 100% agree with that. That's what I was saying, is that, you know, you want to support your local, just how they hope that you support them also.
Well, I had Kevin Jr. on the program. He agreed with me. This is pretty good, Russ. I mean, it doesn't happen that often.
That's why you turned my mic off.
He wants to be invited again. That's how it works.
I'm going to let you win every time on an offer. Every time.
I love it. I want to talk about rentals and that sort of thing in the next break, please. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
At Nationwide Vision, when you buy four boxes of contact lenses, you will receive a free pair of eyeglasses. And you can even use your vision insurance.
Taking care of Arizona's eyes for 35 years. Nationwide Vision.
Service for Justify. See for details.
Hyundai of Yuma, Kia of Yuma, and Genesis of Yuma would like to take a moment to say thank you. Thank you to all those grocery store workers, truck drivers, medical field personnel, first responders, and all the concerned neighbors that support and help others. Thank you for stepping up during this difficult time. Your deeds are not going unnoticed. Your sacrifices are not going unnoticed. On behalf of our entire community, we say thank you and may God bless you and your families. This virus is reminding us that we are all connected and something that affects one person has an effect on another. This is the moment to have hope and faith that everything will be better and this shall pass. Let's gain strength from each other during this crisis and together we will get through this. Yuma strong, America strong, humanity strong.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service, there's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center, and when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection, and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals. You can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Join Mark Patrick's seminars and lose the weight or stop smoking guaranteed for only $49.99. Because of the coronavirus, the seminar now online, live, with American hypnotist Mark Patrick. Live online seminar for the greater Yuma area, Saturday, May 9th. Register now, only $49.99 guaranteed at markpatrickseminars.com.
Back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU. In studio, we have Art Morales, the team loan originator for Prime Lending, and he's also a member of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, John.
Junior Rivas, production manager, on the phone, calling from home. Good morning, Junior.
Good morning.
Oh, he's the production manager. And Russ Clark, owner
Present.
Of Precision Auto and pushing buttons this morning off the air is making me crazy. Good morning, Russ.
Present.
There we go.
Russ is on a roll today.
Yeah, he is. He got his Wheaties or something. I'm not sure what it is.
A cup of coffee.
Coronavirus.
Okay. We were talking off the air about opportunities. Yuma County has a lot of manufactured homes, double wides, trailers, things like that, especially in the foothills. Can I get them refinanced? How is that market different? And Art, walk me through opportunities to purchase manufactured homes.
Quick answer. I mean, our primary focus would be double wide. We do look at the age, and just like with the house, they have to be evaluated for their value.
Okay.
And so there's requirements, there's underliers that we have to look at. So is it possible? Yes, it is. Junior, do you have any other input? I don't want to overcomplicate it and shy people away from that. I mean, they're beautiful homes. It's just a matter of sitting down with the lender and seeing what you have to do. Junior, your thoughts?
Definitely a possibility, right? As long as they're, because, you know, mobile home starts off as, say, you're tagged like a vehicle, right? Like an RV. So they're designated as that. Once they're affixed to the land, they're now with the county recorder as part of that property. So we look at it as that now it's
now with the
now it's real property, right? Okay,
correct. It's a real property rather than saying, okay, well, you know, the so the risk factor for us, like, okay, it's attached there now. You know, we can have something tangible to have as a collateral, rather than saying, okay, we have a unit that can be moved and now we can't find it. So there's that's the risk we want to take. So as long as those factors are there, where it's attached to the property, there's a double wide. You know, then the other factors are, okay, does it hold the value that they're asking for? Does it pass the inspections? And it's looked at just the same way as a single-family resident.
But the same principles apply. You know, collateral, income-to-debt ratio. I mean,
that's right.
Those same things apply. Are there different factors,
right.
different parameters, or what?
From what I see, Junior, correct me if I'm wrong, no, same similar DTI, debt-to-income ratio, or reserve requirements, so... Yeah, it really comes down to credit scores and the underwriting, what it's going to ultimately come down to.
Okay.
Right, so it's, I mean, you got to qualify for the loan, right? So whether you're going to say, okay, I want to qualify for $150,000, that's on the borrower to qualify credit-wise. Now, the property, you know, in this purpose has to qualify also, right? So whether it be a condo, a single-family resident, or a manufactured home, we just have to ensure that the manufactured home is where it needs to be so we can approve it, right? Instead of, like, the home's already ready. Like, the manufactured home, we have to do a little bit of homework to make sure that we have the affidavit of fixture and the engineering cert, all that stuff that brings it to where we need to, so that it's approvable and sellable to the investor.
Right, John. It's like if anybody asks you for $50,000 or $100,000, and they're offering you collateral, whether it's a house or condo, manufactured home, you're going to want to appraise. And you're going to want to see, is it something that, if this individual is asking me for money, if something happens in their life, are they willing to walk away from this, or am I able to pick it up and resell it immediately to cover my costs? And so, same thing. We take the same approach.
Okay. So it sounds like with a manufactured home, though, it's dirt plus the building.
Yes.
Where if I'm a stick built, it's just, you know, one thought, one conversation.
Always comes together, correct.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. But there's still money to be had for that, and still, you know, moving, grooving, and shaking and baking with manufactured homes?
Yeah, especially in this market. A realtor will probably give you a better answer on this, but from what I've seen, manufactured housing, average price, give and take, anywhere from 110, maybe lower, up to maybe 150 range.
Okay.
And so that's really a hot market right now in Yuma, and probably always will be. And so it's a good vehicle right now.
Is it a good time right now for first-time buyers?
You know, that answer, and Junior, I'll let you chime in a minute. It's always a good time.
Great answer. Great answer.
I'll leave it at that. Then, if you like it, Junior, what do you have?
Let's dumb it down a bit, right? Because every scenario, every person's different, right? But let's go to, like, I think what's going on right now is it's kind of putting in perspective for a lot of people, right? So they're saying, like, wow, like, you know, I need to maybe not spend. I've been spending a lot of money on this. I've been, having disposable income, wasted on going to Starbucks so much. I'm not going to do that anymore. So they really kind of are paying attention to their finances. And what they've noticed is, you know, for a first-time homebuyer, maybe they're saying, wow, I've rented for the last 4 years at $1,000 a month, you know, and calculating that in simple math, they're like, I've wasted all that money. They have nothing to show for that. So for them, they're like, maybe I don't want to waste any more money on paying somebody else's mortgage. You know, I'm a first-time homebuyer. There's products out there that are helping me, you know, with little to no money down. Well, maybe now's the time to do that. So I have something in there so that the next 4 years I have some equity and something in there rather than throwing the money away, right? That's the 10,000 view of it, rather than, you know, we can just get into saying, well, maybe they don't qualify, maybe they don't, or they don't, but for the most part, I think would be saying, yeah, I think it's a great idea for them to invest rather than just throw money away.
Okay.
And John, for anybody listening, if they're going to take away anything from this conversation, is do the application. There's a fear that, well, doesn't that pull my credit? Don't I lose points? And for whatever reason, that's become a big fear in our country from the average consumer. There's nothing wrong. Do the application. Find out what kind of house you qualify or dollar amount you qualify. Get a good feel for the numbers, not only the payment, but also the reserves required. What's the long-term expense of this house? I had a friend that told me when I first started in this part of the industry, he said, oh, I'm glad you're in it. I've been working with somebody else for years, and I've bought 7 homes. And recently, another lender reviewed the paperwork, and I didn't realize the guy was stealing from me. Now, I don't think the guy was stealing from him. I think it's just the numbers look a little different. But what I took from that is, whether it's one house, 2, 3 homes, come to us. We all do learn. When I bought my house, I learned, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that shouldn't take away from me still consulting with a lender who's in this every day, kind of like with a financial advisor, right? We can all look up stocks and bonds. We can all track the market. Google can really educate us. But at the end of the day, our financial advisors are the ones that we really need to lean towards.
Yep. Yep. I could have said it better, because I trust you. I have faith in you, and I know that I'm going to run into you again at church or softball or whatever.
Correct.
And if you do me wrong, I'm going to throw a papaya at you or something
that's
in the
right.
grocery store. There we go.
And I'll run.
Nothing to do against papayas, of course, but yeah.
But it wouldn't happen. I take care of you.
Exactly right. So in this market, there's still opportunity for first-time buyers. And you talked about some programs out there, the USDA and a few things, Junior. Is that where some of the first-time home buyers might go for assistance?
Right, so there's still down payment assistance programs, right? So like for our most popular programs, which are conventional loans, FHA loans, right? There's those two that require a small down payment. Conventional, we can go down to as little as 3% down, and FHA is 3.5%. Well, the down payment assistance comes in and helps you with that, right? So they'll say, okay. If you need 3.5%, they'll give you that, but at, you know, if there's it's like it's nothing's free. So it comes at the price of having a higher interest rate over just having the regular loan with your own down payment.
Okay.
But then for that borrower, the first time home buyer is probably like, I'm okay having a little higher interest rate and a little higher payment, rather because I can't come up with the down payment right now, but I can make that monthly payment. So that works for them in their specific scenario. Or there's the other option saying, okay, if we go up the USDA map and look at that and say, in the counties here in Yuma, in the counties to Somerton to San Luis, all that is per USDA is considered rural, they'll finance 100% with no down payment required.
For anyone, it's not just
of the purchase price of the home.
Okay.
As long as they qualify for the USDA guidelines.
Got it. Okay. And that does include the foothills. That is, so in the middle of Yuma, that doesn't count.
Correct. There's a map that we looked up.
Count, right. Right. So then, you know, you can literally go on the USDA map and to see exactly what is ineligible and what's in. And basically, I mean, foothills is not, because it's now urban, so it's, you know, we're talking about rural areas, which right now would be Somerton,
Wilton,
Gadsden, Welton, those areas right there.
Okay.
What I've noticed is people are kind of attracted to those areas. They kind of want their space. They don't mind driving an extra 5-10 minutes, you know, to have either a new build or some more space.
And you're exactly right. I mean, I can live on a golf course in Welton, and it takes 35 minutes to get into town. When I worked at the L.A. Times, I lived in Fountain Valley, and sometimes I'd have to go to downtown L.A. for meetings. So it was an hour and 20 minutes. It didn't bother me. Yeah. That was what you did.
You could live in Dateland here.
Right, exactly. But it's so far away. You know, I go to Dodger games, and Dodger Stadium was farther away to my house than YPG is.
Hmm.
So, again, it's just a matter of perspective.
But you still made the trek, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, here in Yuma, we're spoiled. You know, you're in Yuma, and somebody says, hey, let's go to the foothills.
What? All the way to the foothills?
Exactly.
It is so far.
I love it. And that's the other reason why you want to talk to a personal lender. They're going to walk you through some of these programs where something on your phone and app is not going to do that, because they don't have that personal connection.
You want transparency. You want communication. Yeah, you want that personal connection.
I love it. Prime Lending, 928-328-1323. 928-1323. It's been a fast hour. Art, Junior, thanks for being on the air with us. We appreciate it.
Don, Russ, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Keep listening appreciate to Chamber that. Chatter. Russ.
Thank you. You.
Thank you for pushing buttons this morning.
Always enjoy.
You've been listening to Chamber Chatter. 560 AM KBAU. Have a great Wednesday. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you all.
The preceding show on 560 KVLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KVLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KVLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KVLU.